Indiana Gaming Commission identifies Indianapolis and Northeast Indiana as top casino relocation targets. The Indiana Gaming Commission has flagged Indianapolis and the state's Northeast Corridor as leading candidates for future casino relocations. The commission this week released a land use study conducted by Spectrum Gaming Group that ranks metropolitan Indianapolis and an area near Auburn in Northeast Indiana as the strongest prospects should the state pursue license relocations. The results, submitted to the State Budget Committee last week, assess market access, transport links, and projected annual gaming revenue, AGR, under a range of scenarios. Preferred locations identified. Spectrum's analysis highlights a downtown Indianapolis site proximate to the Indiana State House, Lucas Oil Stadium, and the Indiana Convention Center. The study cited the concentration of convention demand, professional sports venues, and tourist footfall as drivers that could lift AGR in a relocated property. For Northeast Indiana, the firm recommended a site near the junction of State Road 8 and Interstate 69, close to Auburn. An area it said would draw patrons from Fort Wayne, the Indiana Toll Road Corridor, and adjacent Michigan markets. The report evaluates factors including daytime population, highway connectivity, airport access, and cannibalization risk to existing properties. While the study stops short of recommending license transfers for any specific operator, it ranks relocation opportunities according to projected revenue upside and market resilience. State Senator Andy Zay, who has championed potential moves to support regional development, welcomed the findings. "It's great to see this study recognize the strong economic potential of Northeast Indiana," Zay said. "Our region continues to show signs of growth and investment opportunities, and I look forward to continuing my work and reviewing this study to see what possibilities are available to our state and region." His office noted the study complements earlier legislative efforts to explore shifting the Rising Sun Casino license to Northeast Indiana. Next steps and economic considerations. Spectrum Gaming Group framed the study as a planning tool for policymakers rather than a directive. "Our modeling identifies where license relocations would likely create the greatest incremental AGR for Indiana, taking into account demographic trends and traffic flows," said a spokesperson for Spectrum. "It is intended to inform legislative debate and local planning, not to predetermine outcomes for individual communities or operators." Independent economists and industry consultants stress that relocation decisions hinge on more than revenue forecasts. Relocating a casino can generate meaningful tax and employment benefits for a host community, but it also redistributes economic activity and can weaken operators and suppliers in the former market, said Dr. Emily Carter, professor of urban economics. "Policymakers should weigh short-term gains against longer-term regional development goals, workforce impacts, and competition with neighboring jurisdictions. Practical next steps will include public hearings, a cost-benefit analysis by state agencies, and likely negotiations over license terms. Community impact agreements and potential changes to Indiana's gaming statutes. Any relocation would also confront regulatory scrutiny from the Indiana Gaming Commission and require coordination with local governments in both origin and destination communities. Industry stakeholders, from casino operators and local chambers of commerce to labor unions, are expected to press their cases as the Budget Committee and legislators review the study. Operators currently holding riverboat and land-based licenses could face strategic decisions about whether to pursue relocation, expand in place, or invest in non-gaming amenities to protect market share. For the public, the study frames a broader conversation about
to how gaming policy can be used to promote economic development beyond traditional riverfront and small-town sites. The State Budget Committee and the Indiana Gaming Commission have not set a timeline for legislative action. Any move to permit license relocation would require statutory change and likely months of negotiation. Detailed copies of the Spectrum Gaming Group study are expected to be made available to legislators and local officials as they begin stakeholder briefings and fiscal reviews. Observers say the debate will test how Indiana balances urban growth priorities with the economic needs of smaller communities that have long relied on gaming revenues.